it's easy to get a great night's sleep.
Call 1-800-MATFIRM and get your mattress delivered tonight.
Don't miss the biggest savings of the season.
Remember, your Tempur-Pedic is in stock and ready for delivery tonight.
Talk 1260 KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Hello to everyone in Santa Fe and beyond. I welcome you to a special in-studio broadcast of All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I'm delighted to be back at KTRC with my producer sidekick, Gino Thompson, after a very successful Halloween remote broadcast last Sunday. Gino and I are joined in the studio today by my friend and well-known title insurance professional, Steve Riemann, Santa Fe area manager at Fidelity National Title. Good afternoon, Steve, and welcome to the show.
Always a pleasure to be here, Ray. Thank you so much.
Well, and later in the program, Steve and I are going to be joined by our other special guest, Kathy Roberts, who is the CEO of highly regarded firm Santa Fe Trust. Before we get going with the show, I want to invite you to go to our website and check out all the businesses who are partners of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services. Simply go to www.sfrp.com. Click on the radio tower icon, and that will take you to a list of these stellar New Mexico companies. And one of these partners of All Things Real Estate, El Aroma Carpeting and Tile Cleaning, can provide you with a full range of specialized cleaning services. So for more information on El Aroma, go to the radio show page on www.sfrp.com. As always, we have a lot going on with the show today, and I want to kick off the show with some state-of-the-market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Now, Andrew, I know you want to speak to something about the QE2, and I know that we're not talking about the ocean liner. Go ahead. How are you?
No, Ray. The QE2 is not the abbreviation for the Queen Elizabeth II, which was an ocean-going power that set the standard for excellence on the water until 2008. It does stand for the second round of quantitative easing, which is a program that was announced by the Federal Reserve after their monthly meeting last Tuesday. The first round last year lowered mortgage rates from about 5.25% to 4.25%. What excites so many people is that QE2 is supposed to be a significant economic booster. In brief, the Federal Reserve prints money, which is used to buy long-term debt from banks. It gives them more capital to lend and lower interest rates. In turn, that injection of this liquidity supposedly will boost the economy, stimulating more jobs, more housing, and higher wages and salaries. The Federal Reserve announced it would commit up to $600 billion to this program. The question is, will it work? Mortgage rates are already low. I locked a 30-year fixed-rate loan last week at 4.125% with no points. It is interesting to think that if these rates were 3%, it might actually put money in the pockets of people who qualify for refinancing and might spur consumer spending.
Right.
On the other hand, many pundits warn that QE2 could, in fact, lay the groundwork for out-of-control inflation, triggering sharply higher prices for oil, food, and raw materials. There's always a danger with such tinkering. It seems to me that rates that we have now are the lowest on record and haven't spurred the economy or home buying much. The specter of rampant inflation is always scary, but on the other hand, I'd rather try something to jumpstart the economy than standing still. It's sort of anybody's call about what's going to happen. It's a risky move, but at least they're doing something.
Yeah, and of course, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, in countering those critics' commentary about runaway inflation, said, hey, listen, with the unemployment rate being as high as it is and with people not spending money in the economy, we need to do more. So maybe the $600 billion will actually help. Let's keep our fingers crossed. All right.
Yep.
As always, Andrew, great commentary. Thank you. I guess I'll talk to you next Sunday, okay?
Thanks, Ray.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you. Bye-bye. I want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Now, Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is improved. For more information, call Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134. That's 995-3134. And learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. I know Gino Thompson is trying to get my next guest on the line here, and so I'm going to, as they do on TV, there's always the producer in the background going, stretch a little bit. And we do, in fact, have him on the line. I want to welcome another special guest, Mike Plant, co-managing partner of the very unique Canyon Ridge Conservation Ranch Development in Chama, New Mexico. Mike is also executive vice president for business operations for the Atlanta Braves baseball team. He is a former Olympic athlete. He's a former executive vice president of Turner Sports and a current member of the U.S. Olympic Committee. And as I like to say, Mike is single-handedly keeping the business card industry afloat. Welcome to the show, Mike. How are you?
That's a good way to put it, Ray. Thank you.
How are things down in Atlanta?
Well, not too bad today. Just even though the off-season is here, spent time at the park getting ready for some baseball budget meetings this week.
There you go. Well, it's that time of the year. And I guess before we get into a discussion of Canyon Ridge, I actually want to ask you about two observations. You're a major sports person. This week we had the passing of a baseball manager legend in Sparky Anderson. Any thoughts about that?
Well, yeah, anyone that obviously wins a World Series on both sides of the league is a testament to someone that, you know, is a legend in the game and someone that a lot of the players really looked at as certainly one of the best managers to ever come through the game, like Bobby Cox. So it's really sad to see that Sparky Anderson has passed away.
Yeah, he left quite a mark on the sport. And at the other end of the spectrum, lots of jubilation yesterday with that Breeders' Cup race by Zenyatta. Pretty amazing, huh?
That was. I watched it. I've been to 7 Kentucky Derbies. My wife's from Louisville, so was able to certainly start a tradition of attending races at Churchill Downs, and it really did capture a lot of people's attention, including those that really aren't big-time horse racing fans. So,
yeah, well, she probably will go down as the greatest filly ever to race, and it was an exciting race. Right there at the very end, everybody was pulling that nose too short. It was just too sad, I think. It was really unfortunate, but she had a hell of a season, didn't she?
Yes, yep, sure did.
Well, I tell you what, a week ago, Mike, my friend Steve Raymond from Fidelity National Title, who, as you know, is sitting right here in the studio with me, had the chance with me to tour part of the 6,000 acres of Canyon Ridge Conservation Ranch in Chama with you. And before I ask you, Mike, to sort of get into it, I want to ask Steve, who's right here, what were your impressions from our tour of this fabulous ranch conservation development?
Just a phenomenal, grandiose plan, so extremely well thought out, so extremely well laid out. And, Mike, you've done a wonderful job in developing with tremendous foresight what should be a fabulous place for people to build their homes.
Thank you.
Well, and Mike, getting right into that, thank you, Steve. That was an excellent commentary about our tour. I guess there are so many things we want to talk about, but let's frame again very generally, Mike, what Canyon Ridge is all about for all the listeners. Go ahead.
Sure. I think, Ray, it's always important to make sure that the listeners and anyone that is a potential prospect for being someone that has an interest in living there is they recognize that certainly my vision was creating a legacy generational type of a property, and it was driven by the values of making sure that we put forth as a priority preservation of pristine land, of wildlife, of the habitat, and let that really dictate and develop, obviously, what we do there. And I think I said last time, our model has kind of been that the best development is the least development. And fortunately, as you know, Steve and I are not developers, and we're not driven by any type of a financial bottom line for us personally. And I'm going to live there one day. And for me, it's looking at the amenity package of having a 4,000-acre playground by what we're putting in permanent conservation easement with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, the trail system for horseback riding and mountain bike riding and hiking, the outfitter cabins. One of them is built. Another will be built next summer inside the conservation easement. And you saw them, and they're more than just a little 10-by-10 cabin. It's something that people can get pretty comfortable with. And then, you know, be able to spend a day on the ranch fishing and hiking and hunting and those type of things, but also going to meet your friends and family at a 4,800-square-foot lodge that overlooks 100-mile views on the western ledge of the place. Those are the kind of things that we think that we believe are going to be really attractive to people.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Mike, you can stay with us for the next segment, can't you?
Yes, sure.
We're going to take a little bit of a break here early on, and when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Mike Plant, who is the co-managing partner of Canyon Ridge Conservation Ranch Development in Chama, New Mexico. There are a series of things I want to get into, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at FNF.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
Track, the key is to stay in control.
NASCAR legend Rusty Wallace.
Same goes for the highway. That's why professional truck drivers need to buckle up every trip, every time. Your safety belt can keep you in position behind the wheel and in control, looking out for yourself and everybody else. That's what a professional driver does. So be ready, be buckled, and remember, you're the professional, the one who drives for a living.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@sfrp.com, and I'll answer all your real estate questions.
Whether it's a natural disaster or a terrorist attack, you can't control what happens, but you can be prepared. Visit www.ready.gov today.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. We are here in the studio today. We're not doing a remote broadcast, and we're delighted to be here because we have special guest galore in the studio with us, Gino Thompson, my producer, and I. And I'll be getting into a conversation with Kathy Roberts, who's the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, in the second half of the show. But as always, my color commentator, the fabulous Steve Reno, is with me today from Fidelity National Title. And on the line, we've got Mike Plant, who is the co-managing partner of Canyon Ridge Conservation Ranch Development up in Chama, New Mexico. And again, Mike, in the last segment, I was talking about the fact that Mr. Reiman and I took a ride up there a week ago Monday, and you threw us in the back of the truck with your dad. We had so much fun just driving around and seeing all the stuff, and you guys were on the lookout for some animals that you might have been able to shoot. Though you didn't see anything while we were there, so we didn't get to hear the guns going off while we were driving around, but it was a lot of fun. Thank you for hosting us.
Yeah, it was good to have you guys up there. And, you know, we've got a lot of great wildlife and a lot of big elk, big mule deer, bears, mountain lions, turkeys. And for me, I try to tell people I've hunted a good part of my life, and the best thing is just going out and watching them. I don't really need to shoot anything, but I love just watching them, and they're in their element there.
Well, and besides all of the critters, not saying that in a derogatory way, but Canyon Ridge Conservation Ranch Development is going to offer people a whole bunch of stuff, which you alluded to before. If you don't want to go hunting, that's perfectly fine. You can mountain bike, and I think you actually have one of the premier mountain bike guys who's designed the course for you. Is that correct?
We do, and Dave Weens, who won the a number of world championship races and World Cup races. Dave and I have known each other for many, many years through the Olympic world, and Dave has spent days on the ranch through the last 2 years and designed trail system. And again, utilizing a lot of the existing old timber and logging trails that were there, making sure that we come up with a system that had different degrees of difficulty, also different lengths, and the plan that you'll see. And hopefully we'll have these up online so people can see the trail system that's conducive to hiking, horses, and mountain bike, and we'll have that online this winter. So we're going to start building some of those trails as far as the markings, and so even late next spring and early summer, people will be able to easily find them without us being there.
Well, talking about building, too, Steve Rehman and I were riding around the back of this truck, and I swear to gosh, the interstate highway system that you guys have created there is unbelievable. I mean, the width of the roads, and all of you told us that you had to actually blast through rock in some locations to build these roads. It's pretty amazing. Talk a little bit about that infrastructure.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's important for when you're looking at a mountain ranch community that people want to get to where they're going in a reasonable amount of time. And most, as we know, ranches and that are in the mountains, the roads are a little bit rough. And so we've put a lot of money and made a priority to have a really good structured road system with really good drainage and the right amount of culverts. And we already own an industrial Department of Transportation snowblower, so when the snow's on there through the winter, we're going to be able to blow the snow off the roads pretty easily. And so that's been a priority as people want to get where they're going. And I think they're going to find that Canyon Ridge will probably have, the best roads you'll find at a ranch anywhere in the Rocky Mountains.
I don't doubt that one bit. And, again, Steve Rehman of Fidelity National Title has graciously agreed to have Fidelity National Title serve as the title company of record for the transactions that we pursue with you when we actually find buyers, and there will be a lot of buyers around the country that want to have a home built in Canyon Ridge. But, Steve, any thoughts about, from a title standpoint, the creation of this massive infrastructure that Mike's doing? That's pretty critical from your standpoint, isn't it?
It is, and Mike's done a wonderful job. Mike and Steve, both his partner, have done a wonderful job in really creating all the proper easements, all the proper access issues, making sure that everything was legal. They've put a great deal of time and energy and legal expense, et cetera, into creating the legal infrastructure as well as the infrastructure. But, Mike, the one thing that really impressed me after our visit up there was that it really is all about the Conservation Trust. It really is all about the elk migration, the views that people will have to be able to appreciate and enjoy that. And this isn't just a development. This is truly, and I can tell from the genuineness of your heart and the way you spoke that day, it's all about the conservation, isn't it?
It really is, Steve. And again, I was fortunate and I guess smart enough to know that I wanted to make sure that I brought a team of experts to the table before we really were able to pull the trigger on the vision we had. And that included endangered species and biologists and hydrologists and wildfire management. I mean, you name it. I brought that expertise to the table because I knew I was smart enough that I didn't have it. And when you look at, for example, the commitment to habitat and wildlife, for example, you got to have a biologist that can say, look, those are calving areas. Keep your trails out of there. Those are migration routes from when the snow comes. And I would prefer that you don't put any houses there and lots there. And we did all that. I mean, the regulations today on the books of the county, we could build over 400 home sites on that ranch, and we have 81. And so you know, there was a real commitment, again, to making sure that, that's a priority, because I don't think it's a priority just for me. I think it's a priority for those 81 lucky people that, again, are going to create a generational legacy for their family.
Yeah. I've got about a minute here, Mike, before I need to move on to a different segment, but any last thoughts? I mean, there are so many things we want to talk about, and, in fact, Mike Plant is going to be back on the show on a regular basis, but any last thoughts you want to leave with the listeners today about what we've discussed?
Yeah, I would say, Ray, that as you and I know, our website is a pretty good source of information. Your brokerage firm, Santa Fe Realty Partners, a lot of your people are starting to get up to speed. And the biggest thing is that I would say to any listeners, if you have an interest in coming and spending a day on the ranch with us next spring, we're going to have some pretty good tours that we're going to set up and give people a real genuine idea and understanding of the prestigious land and certainly the opportunity. So we'll look forward to having people on site.
Well, we will indeed. We are looking forward to that. We're planning it right now. We expect to have a number of different tours. And for anyone who is interested in Canyon Ridge, please go to, well, actually two places, but the direct route is www.discovercanyonridge.com. Again, that's discovercanyonridge.com. And on that, you'll see a beautiful story about this conservation ranch development. I tell you what, Mike, I know you've got a busy afternoon as always, but I'm delighted to have you back on the show. I want to look forward to having you back next month, okay?
You got it, Ray. Steve, good to have you here, too.
Thank you, my friend. Good to hear from you.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay, gentlemen.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that's a lot of fun, isn't it, Steve?
That absolutely was a great deal of fun to be up there. And no kidding, I see Kathy sitting in our studio going, wow, as Mike is explaining what he's done up there. And he really has brought in world experts to make sure that the conservation is protected, that the project is just done by absolute experts. We were enormously impressed. And I personally would like to be up there in the snow. I don't want to drive one of those. I want to drive one of that.
That big
snowball.
That thing. He's got a huge truck that I think most state transportation departments would want to have. It was amazing. But anyway, I'll tell you what, we're going to have him back next month, Steve, and hopefully I'll have you back on the show as well. Mm-hmm. Gino Thompson, we have reached that point in the show when it's time for our Legal Minute, brought to us by the law firm of Shure, Yost, and Patterson, P.C. Now, this week, attorney Alexia Constantaris will continue her commentary on some of the key components of a real estate purchase agreement. Now, whether it's a residential or commercial real estate purchase agreement, a buyer should always be aware of the following considerations. First, the performance of the title contingency provision in a purchase agreement begins with the delivery of a title commitment to the buyer. Typically, the seller will be responsible for ordering, paying for, and delivering the title commitment to the buyer. However, this point can be negotiated, and just parenthetically, I'm also a broker back in Washington, D.C., and it's the absolute opposite back in that jurisdiction, where, in fact, rather than the seller paying for it, the buyer does. So here in New Mexico, unless the purchase agreement specifically states that time is of the essence and that a failure to comply with deadlines in the agreement will be cause for termination, the late delivery of the title commitment will generally not be a breach of the purchase agreement. The reality is, so long as the seller promptly orders the title commitment, very few buyers will object to the commitment actually being a few days late. Buyers should also request, along with the title commitment, that legible copies of all documents referred to in the title commitment also be provided to them. For example, if the title company accepts from coverage an easement of record, it's important for the buyer to know that the terms of that easement are available by reviewing the document that actually created the easement. Now, the buyer's objections are handled before closing on the purchase of a property is perhaps the most likely area of dispute between the parties in the performance of the title contingency provisions. Disputes often arise regarding whether and how the seller will address the buyer's objections. Under most purchase agreements, the seller has no absolute obligation to address a buyer's objections. However, failure to do so will normally give buyers the option to terminate the contract or cure the objections themselves and actually proceed to closing. The buyer's options upon failure of a seller to address objections may be contained in the title contingency provision or in the default provisions of the real estate purchase agreement, or they could, in fact, be contained in both sections. Thank you, Attorney Alexia Constantaris, for providing us with a very useful Legal Minute on some of the key provisions of real estate purchase agreements. And in future Legal Minute segments, Alexia will offer additional information on purchase agreement provisions. you have your own legal questions, you can contact Alexia Constantaris at the firm of Shore, Yost, and Patterson at 505-989-7500. That's 505-989-7500. Before we take a break here, Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title. That was right up your alley. I think she covered all the correct points, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. She did a good job of it. You know, really, the title company does two main purposes here. One is the coordination of the documentation and funds and various aspects between the parties and the lenders and the real estate brokers to technically and accurately complete the transaction. And then the other part is to disclose to the buyer what the property limitations, if you will, are. What things, when the buyer buys the property, is that property subject to? And you have a right at the buyer to review those, as she was discussing in the case of an easement. You have the opportunity as a buyer to review those, make sure that the property fits your particular needs and your particular uses, and so that when you buy a property, you know what it is subject to and what rights you have and what rights you may not have with respect to that property. So if we can do our job and successfully disclose to the buyer, then there are no surprises. And then we, like I said, wrap up the money, wrap up the paperwork to make sure we get a safe and sound transfer.
And make a happy buyer.
It's always nice to have a happy buyer and seller.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, stay tuned to All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to have a surprise. We're going to introduce Kathy Roberts, who is the CEO of Santa Fe Trust. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are really two ways to buy insurance, from someone who represents only one company or from an agency like Hub International, where they represent several companies and serve you first. You see, at Hub International, we're an independent agency, so we can give you the best program for your needs, picking from many insurance companies. You'll get total one-stop service for all your auto, home, and business insurance needs. And if you insure both your auto and home with Hub International, you can be eligible for money-saving discounts on both policies. We'll give you personal attention, tailoring your coverage to meet your individual needs, and also help you choose the most economical way to get the total insurance protection you need. Call Robin Schritter at 505-828-4085 or Linda Byford at 505-992-1864. Personal insurance protection at the right price through Hub International.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners and host of KTRC's All Things Real Estate. I have an exceptional country home for sale sited on 20 acres and located in the foothills off of Old Santa Fe Trail with 6 bedrooms, 2 offices, a guest house, large kitchen with stone fireplace, and fabulous views. This extraordinary property can be seen by calling me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900.
Debt stress can take a number of different forms, from losing sleep to a lack of focus at work. But there is help out there if you know where to go. National Foundation for Credit Counseling Agencies are independently accredited and have trained certified counselors. Our agencies are nonprofit and community governed, so we have a real stake in helping you. To find an NFCC agency near you, call 800-388-2227 or visit nfcc.org, a public service from the NFCC.
Santa Fe's Progressive Talk, 1260 KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Yes, this is Ray Post with Gino Thompson, my producer. Here in the studio today, we're not doing a remote broadcast. We're delighted to have Steve Reiman, Santa Fe Area Manager of Fidelity National Title, as the color commentator, doing his job so well as always. And before I get back into discussing our next guest, I want to tell you about my friends at Fast Signs of Santa Fe, the sign and graphic solutions company. If you need any type of sign or graphics production, as well as wide format digital printing with delivery and installation anywhere you need it, then you don't have to look any further than Fast Signs. Stop by and see Joe Martinez and his associates at Fast Signs at 720 St. Michael's Drive, or call them at 474-3551. That's 474-3551. And let Fast Signs find solutions to all of your graphic needs. Gino, we should have a drum roll here, because finally, I want to welcome Kathy Roberts, Chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust, the highly regarded and largest independent trust company in New Mexico. Welcome to All Things Real Estate, Kathy.
Thank you very much. We're really happy to be here today.
Well, we're delighted to have you as well. And I want to just tell our listeners that Santa Fe Trust, with hundreds of clients throughout the country, is a privately owned, fully independent trust company that was chartered in New Mexico in 1997. The company offers a full range of trust-related services and products, and our goal today is to offer the listeners with some useful information about how establishing a trust can be valuable to their own financial planning. Kathy, I hope that was a good way of setting
that
up.
That was wonderful. Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, I actually want to start out by getting a little bit of warm and fuzzy with you. Talk a little bit about why you came to New Mexico, where you came from, and how it is to be working in here.
Sure. I have been a wanderer over the last 30 years, I guess, across the United States. So I've lived in a lot of different places, and coming to New Mexico is very refreshing. I actually came for the business, as I came with a couple of partners who bought in the majority shares at Santa Fe Trust. But New Mexico and the skies and the beauty, you know, that's all a big plus. I really came here just to be a business guy, but you get all the extra as you come to the state.
Absolutely. And you came here from Salt Lake City directly? Or?
Came here from Salt Lake City, and I was there a couple of years, have loved that area and retained a home there for a while. But before that, I was on the East Coast in Delaware, so... and before that, I think I was in Salt Lake, Columbus, Chicago, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
I've probably been there.
Okay. Well, we're going to drill right down into it. In the green room before the show started, you and Steve Reiman and I were talking about it, and you differentiated between, he asked the rhetorical question, what kind of trust business are you, between a land trust and a financial trust? You're on the latter side of that equation, aren't you?
We are a financial trust. We are a corporate trust company that is a firm that usually carries out your wishes after your incapacity or your demise.
Mm-hmm.
Many people will design their living trust and manage it themselves, but they'll put a clause in there that says, at this point, you know, if I become incapacitated and a doctor says I can no longer manage my own affairs, they want a corporate trust company to come in and manage those affairs.
Mm-hmm.
Historically, it might have been Uncle Sam or Uncle Joe who might have managed the trust. But over time, people have found that the complexity of their financial instruments may have made it difficult for that uncle or aunt to manage those affairs.
Right.
And having a corporation do it segregates family issues, and it also helps keep the squabbling down.
Right. And I guess it's critical to sort of point out that a trust can be valuable to just about anybody. I mean,
absolutely.
And the array of products that your company offers is, I don't want to say limitless, but is pretty extensive, isn't it?
It is. I think a lot of people believe that a trust can only be for the extremely wealthy.
Right.
And that is not the case. Many people put together a trust to protect a child that might have had some kind of a disability. People put together trust for an aging parent or other rationale, and they may not have the extreme wealth that, you know, we're talking about billions of dollars.
Right.
We're talking about people who are setting aside an asset for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be a very big size, it can be a smaller size, it can be anywhere in the middle.
Right. And I want to pull in Steve Reiman with Fidelity National Title at this point because, as you pointed out, there are a lot of people in New Mexico in particular, as you said, I think in the West, who have trust related to their real estate holdings, which, of course, we want to make the correlation between all things real estate and trust. So
absolutely.
Talk a little bit about that. And, Steve, from your standpoint as well as a title insurance professional, how that maybe relates to a settlement situation.
You know, when you're looking at people's wealth, when you get out west and you get out to these larger states, many people retain their wealth in their land. Could be a family property, a family ranch, or a farm, or something of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the great-great-great-granddaughter of a guy who had 40,000 acres in Texas, which I think meant you were poor in Texas, but we still have 500 acres of air property that all the heirs can come to and own together.
Uh-huh.
So when you get to these larger states, you know, that property is not only wealth, but it's also community, it's also family, it represents many things.
Right.
And a lot of people put those things in trust to have them continue.
And Steve, I think this leads into, you. I think you quoted for me once that you've had like 10 or 12,000 settlements that you've actually participated in?
Yeah, I've been at the closing table over 10,000 times.
I suspect that at least one or two of them had a trust involved in it.
It's very common, actually, particularly in a second home market like Santa Fe and some of the areas of Santa Fe. And, Kathy, I'm just going to presume that you surround yourself with quality experts in terms of legal people, real estate people, financial accountants, those sorts of things, so that your clients can then make the best overall decisions with all of their assets rather than just sort of hit and missing and perhaps leaving some holes open.
That's another excellent point. And one of the things that you'll see on our website is it says trust independence. We are not associated with another financial institution. So bringing your trust documents to us to administer will not mean that I'll ask you to cash them all in and put them into my mutual fund.
Gotcha.
It does mean that we have many, many associations, whether it's attorneys, if it's financial planners, if you don't have one, and various experts, down to the expert that will come in and help remodel the home, make sure the contractors fine, you know, whether it's taking care of your business. And so we have about 8,000 different vehicles that we can go to across the nation of people that we know and have certified will do a good job for you in that regard.
And not only that, and maybe following on the heels of Steve's very good point about surrounding yourself with qualified professionals to help advise, I'm also noticing here on your website that the Financial Institutions Division of the State of New Mexico audits the Santa Fe Trust on an annual basis. The reason why that's relevant is it gives your customers security that a state agency is actually making sure that there are no problems with the books, right?
That's right. While we're not a depository, technically the state still comes in every year and certifies that you're doing all the right things by your client. They look at both your corporate business and your business for your client.
And of course, that is important for people to understand. You told me at one point that about 50% of your clients are in New Mexico, which means that the other 50%, if my math is correct, is outside of New Mexico. I'm just
curious. You're brilliant.
Well, yeah, math was never my strong suit, but I think I figured that one out. How do you actually get your clients?
Our clients come to us most of the time through those advisors that we mentioned. Mm-hmm. Many times their financial advisor will tell them about Santa Fe Trust and about the independence that they can have and still having someone in to watch their funds with the financial advisor that they built that wealth with. Mm-hmm. So the family or the individual who's been associated with that financial advisor over time, again, doesn't want to take it somewhere where they lose some of that independence.
Mm-hmm.
And those individuals refer the clients to us most of the time.
I see.
Attorney, CPA, et cetera.
Yeah, Kathy, you are really involved in the heritage of families and the heritage of wealth of families that families are able to create. And I know from a title standpoint, that's an honor to be able to work with folks in helping them establish their the heritage of families, the heritage of lands and land developments and properties that are owned. It's got to be pretty exciting personally. I know it is for me. So I got to presume for you it's pretty personally satisfying to sort of help folks along the way and help them preserve what they worked so hard to develop.
It's an honor and a privilege. And many times the parent in their planning will know so much about their children or their child that they don't want to directly move an asset like a piece of property or something to that child without a certain, you know, contingency in there. And so they want to have that control. And if there's great wealth, it's even more difficult to determine who's going to handle that. Mm-hmm. So through this trust document and by having a corporate trustee that will succeed you in that management piece is how people move ahead with those plans. And it is a privilege and an honor to serve people in that regard.
Yeah, and yet the independence of what you do is so extremely important because certainly in the transactions that I've handled over the past 30 years, families can have some trouble getting along sometimes. So having that independence that you talk about with your company really does help keep the squabbling down and help focus on what the real desires are of the person who created the wealth.
That's right. The grantor who created that wealth is still involved after they're gone because we're there to protect their wishes. And so it is vitally important as people consider what their estate planning is that they look at the instrument of a trust as one of those things.
Mm-hmm. We've got about a minute left here. I did receive an email, as I told you, Kathy, we often do. Ray, would Kathy speak, and you actually addressed this earlier, would Kathy speak to whether there is a minimum amount of money one needs to have to participate in a trust from Susan. Thank you, Susan. I think you know you already gave the answer to that, essentially.
Yes, we have been asked that many times. There is not a minimum amount. We do charge a fee for our services, so
right.
You want to make sure that it's economical for you to do that.
Right.
Generally, people are planning that asset for some particular reason. So we'll sit down with you and go over your trust document, no fee involved, before mm-hmm. we decide we will serve. So we don't take trust that we think won't work out.
Right.
But there's no fee for us to sit down with you and or your representative, whether it's your financial advisor or your attorney, before we make a decision to serve you.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you, Kathy Roberts, for this very helpful counsel today. And if you want to discuss with Kathy your own trust development and how that might actually fit in with your own financial planning, please go to our website, www.sfrp.com, then go right to Santa Fe Trust logo on the radio show webpage. Kathy, a delight to have you on the show. I want to have you back again. Thank you for this useful information. Any last thoughts before I let you go?
We're delighted to be here. As I told you, I'm a land junkie. I'm a property junkie almost all my life. So, you know, this makes perfect sense.
Well, all things real estate fits in with your lifestyle then, right?
Yes. Very good.
Anyway, Kathy Roberts, the CEO, Chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust, thank you very much for being on the show. Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, Steve Riemann and I are going to get into sort of the mix-up of contemporary issues with real estate, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Imagine life without sight for your child or your family.
A home for sale sited on 20 acres and located in the foothills off of Old Santa Fe Trail with 6 bedrooms, 2 offices, a guest house, large kitchen with stone fireplace and fabulous views, this extraordinary property can be seen by calling me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900.
Talk 1260 KTRC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today we are doing an in-studio sort of roundtable of issues. My very good friend, sidekick, and the very well-respected title insurance professional, Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title, is in the studio with me today. Gino Thompson, as always, my producer, is with us. Scott Hutton of Hutton Broadcasting is walking into the office on a Sunday. I am impressed, so he can't hear me saying this, but a big shout-out to you, Scott. Anyway, Steve, we've got our normal sort of closing segment here, a good chance for you and me to sort of review where we are in the market. Before we do that, I want to remind everybody that I'm going to be back in the studio next Sunday for a very special broadcast featuring Maxine Suisa, one of my broker colleagues at Santa Fe Realty Partners, and Farron Dancer, who is the builder of the famous Emerald Home, the award-winning home here in Santa Fe. The three of us are going to talk about some of the new plans that they have for the Emerald Home, which is on the market, but they've got some interesting new ways of using that fabulous facility, which is a sort of an emblematic standard for what you can do in green building. So please tune in next Sunday for All Things Real Estate at noon. We'll be talking about the Emerald Home. Steve Riemann, your thoughts about where we are in the market as of today. You were saying something during the break about how much you like this time of the year.
I do like this time of the year, Ray. Those people that are in the market right now are typically quite serious. If you want to show your home over the holidays or you are out in between the holidays and around the holidays looking at properties, that means you've got a certain level of intent and seriousness that actually makes the business go pretty robustly over the holidays. I know a lot of real estate brokers that just love this time of year because if they're dealing with a client now, the client's got some intentions and moving forward forthrightly rather than just bouncing around in the market. And I think the market shows right now because, to be perfectly frank, business is good.
Yeah.
There are a lot of contracts coming together. There are a lot of people that are looking for creative ways to make transactions. We're still closing real estate contracts. I've got some files on my desk with some options, some lease purchase programs that people have put together because they really are trying to create something that takes advantage of the conditions in the market.
Are you saying, just out of curiosity, because I know single-family homes make up most of the sales, and of course with the challenges that people have to get condo-related mortgages, it's a little bit trickier these days. Is that pretty much paralleling what you're seeing as far as settlements, more homes than townhouses and condos?
Absolutely. The condominium market continues to struggle for any number of the federal regulations, et cetera. Advantage buyer, come out and start seeing some properties. As you well know, Ray, Angie, my wife, and I are under contract. We close on Tuesday.
Yeah, congratulations. That's fabulous. So your testimonial, not only do you walk the walk, you talk the talk, but you're actually going out there and being a buyer.
Absolutely right, and we had absolutely no intention of it, no desire to it. We have a wonderful home, which is going to be just turned into a rental property for us, but you just absolutely can't walk away from some of the opportunities that are out there. And for those of us that have worked hard over the past several years to keep our finances in check, to put up a little savings and that sort of stuff, you know, a couple months' worth of income, as income protection for employment, those sorts of things. We've done that in order to take advantage of these opportunities, and they're ripe. Mm-hmm. They really are.
Just parenthetically, I have two sets of first-time homebuyers in Washington, D.C., who have been going through the process. One of them is going to, one couple, they're engaged to be married. Not that they have a lot of stuff on their plate, huh? But they're scheduled to settle on Tuesday. And we've had some hand-to-hand combat leading up to this point. I know you could regale the listeners with all sorts of scary stories about all the issues associated with getting to the settlement table. But I think my point is that something that Fidelity National Title does, which I'm not so sure everybody else does, and that is you invite particularly first-time home buyers into your office early so they have a comprehensive understanding of the process, and most importantly, they understand what their potential costs are, which in this market can really trip you up, right?
And they certainly can. And, you know, anytime you engage in this kind of professional activity, whether it's home buying or business building or whatever, you need to surround yourself with allies. Right. You need to surround yourself with people that you can talk to, that you can bounce things off of, that you can express your intellectual questions, your emotional situations, etc.
Sure.
And so, our office at Fidelity has been very successful and continues to be successful in terms of allying ourselves to the parties, being a real sounding board, an area for knowledge and comfort and security as you go through the process.
Right.
Most transactions, frankly, are a bit still contestable right now. There's a lot of folks looking for win-lose out there. We prefer to work very hard to make it win-win, make sure that everybody knows what they need to know to enter into these transactions, professionally and intellectual, because frankly, it's such an emotional process.
Yes.
I kind of lost touch of that. Angie and I,
By going through your own purchase.
I've got a brand new awareness of the emotional situations that we're
through. Isn't that interesting? Well, and sort of to dovetail on that a little bit, one of the major issues that's in the news that is impacting a lot of people, fortunately not as much in the Santa Fe market as it is in other markets around the country, but this whole issue of foreclosure, which we've talked about before, Steve, but let's give sort of an update for the listeners about the whole foreclosure situation from your standpoint as a title insurance professional.
Well, the foreclosure situation has been clearly botched by some of the lenders and attorneys that have foreclosed on some of the properties, and I can see over the next several years where I don't think it's going to be as big a problem as it seemed to be when it came out in the news a couple of weeks ago. But I do think that there have been some people that have been unfortunately foreclosed upon that shouldn't have been, or their rights have been breached in some technical way. And I think that that will take some time to flush out through the legal process to get those people's rights restored or their damages paid. But in terms of actual purchasing of property and closing on properties, Fidelity has made agreements with most of the major lenders, including Bank of America, that we will insure the buyer. It is just so extremely unlikely that the buyer, once they get into the house, is going to face some sort of jeopardy or a situation where the problem with the foreclosure is going to deny a homeowner of his rights.
Right.
That's just not going to happen. Courts are perhaps going to award damages to those people that have been foreclosed upon, either incorrectly or unnecessarily. But the homeowner that buys the house now and gets into the house now is going to be fully protected, and I don't think, frankly, that we'll ever see a situation where that homeowner is sort of run out of their new home. I just don't think about it.
Well, and from a real estate broker standpoint, we, of course, there are mixed messages out there, and there's actually mixed commentary on whether or not the foreclosure situation, the glut of foreclosed properties, are impacting the market. Interesting enough, I've seen two separate, absolutely contrary commentaries this past week. One talking about the fact that the glut of properties that are foreclosure will not impact on the price of homes that are not in foreclosure in the market, and another commentary that was 180 degrees from it. So I'm not so sure that there is a common view within the real estate industry itself about that particular issue. Any thoughts on that?
I think it's conceivable that in some pockets, and I do mean very limited small pockets, there could be some price de-escalation or deflation,
right,
because of a glut of properties. Of course, we don't have that here in Santa Fe, and we're obviously very grateful for that. I don't think that'll be the scenario here. But, you know, the point is you might shave another 1%, another 2% off of a property based on some perhaps possible,
right,
foreclosure glut. The point of the matter is prices are great right now. Money is cheap right now.
Right.
And if you sit on the sidelines too long waiting for that perfect, I stole a foreclosure sort of scenario.
Right.
You know, Angie and I were in the same scenario. Do we wait until absolutely we can, quote, unquote, steal a property at the bottom of the market, or are we just grateful that God's blessed us with the property that we can actually afford?
Right.
And we took the latter stance at it. I really don't think we're going to see that big of an impact here in this market.
Well, and the last thought I have on this is that relative to foreclosures, if you are waiting to sort of bide your time to use the advantage of a foreclosed situation to get a price reduction, the reality is that if you go into a foreclosed property, it's not an easy process. So in any event, the message from Steve Riemann is consider today the inventory is high, interest rates are low, prices are moderate, now's the time to buy. Is that a good way of summarizing?
I'm doing it this week myself.
There you go, absolutely. Steve Riemann. Well, anyway, I want to thank Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, for bringing some very interesting commentary to us in the last segment of the show. And as always, I want to thank Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title for filling the program with your timely and useful commentary. Thanks so much, Steve.
Always a pleasure, Ray. Thank you.
Thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, as well as Kate, Melissa, and Phil back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing a fine program. Thank you for tuning into the show today, and please know that I would love to help you with your own real estate situation, so call me at 989-8900. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
News and progressive talk for Santa Fe. Talk 1260 KTRC AM Santa Fe.